I've got a buddy here close to me. He's about 10 years older than me, and he just got his ticket like a year ago. He's a Kilo Echo 8 Bravo call sign, and he's like a kid in a candy store. You know, he got his tech totally on his own. His son is a tech that lives downstate, but he got his tech totally on his own. No Elmer, no real help, self-study. Went up to the swamp in Nobbin Way and took the test in person and passed it. And then I happened to run across him. We've got some mutual friends and stuff. And I ran into him on the air, and I wasn't even aware he was licensed. And we got to talking, and he came over and looked at my HF stuff. I actually loaned him my 940 for him to just listen on. And long story short, you know, he's already got his general. I'm sure he'll have his extra quick because he's a real quick study. Retired a career Navy guy, so he's got quite the brain. But he built what started out as a 10-meter dipole, put it on the roof of his garage, and then we talked about fan dipoles and multi-elements, so now it's 10, 15, and 20, and it's hanging on the roof of his garage. You can't even see it, you know. It started out being about 18 feet long. Now with the two other elements, you know, it's maybe, I don't know, maybe 35, 40 feet total, but it's very stealth, it's very low profile, and it works like gangbusters. He's working all over the world. He went out and bought himself a little ICOM 718, which is kind of an entry level. It's a no bells, no frills kind of basic rig, and he's just having a blast. You know, he bought the thing brand new for, I don't know, $600, $650, something like that. Got his little tri-band fan dipole fed with coax, which is a mistake, by the way, below 30 megahertz. Ladder line's the only way to go. But he's having a blast.